I'm speaking to a player who is part of the first ever group to be contracted by Netball SA. She was also recently crowned TNL champion with the Golden Fireballs. On the line this afternoon, I have recently crowned TNL champion with the Golden Fireballs, Limpopo Sportswoman of the Year, UJ Sportswoman of the Year as well. Also, now contracted SPAR Pro Tier player, Boitumelo Mahloko. Welcome to 5 Drive on 5 FM.
Hi, how are you?
All good, all good. Firstly, congratulations on the TNL victory. It was well deserved.
Thank you so much. I feel like I'm not even used to it yet, but like I'm a champion, so I have to like someone has to pinch me out of it.
You and the team, obviously, you played the Jaguars in the final, a really strong team. But early in the campaign, you lost out to them in your only loss of the campaign. How did you and the team prepare for a match like that, knowing that the previous result wasn't going to cut it in the final?
I think for us, just the fact that we knew that we could do it if all our heads were in it, because the previous loss, we knew that they took it because we were not in the game, we were not present, we did not follow the game strategy. And going to the final, we knew that like we had nothing to lose. So for us, it's just getting a game strategy and following it till the last minute, and we did exactly that.
I love asking winners this question, lifting the TNL trophy. What kind of emotions were you going through?
Oh, but for me, it was crazy. I mean, I started crying before the game even ended. Like, the game still had 3 minutes, and looking at the scoreboard, I knew there was no way they could come back from that score. So already I was in tears. I couldn't believe it. I've played TNL for 3 years, and this is the first time I've lifted the trophy.
Now that you eventually got over the line, do you have more motivation to come back next year and win it again?
Definitely. It's definitely not the last time you hear about Fireballs lifting up the trophy.
You are part of the first ever group to be contracted by Netball South Africa. How did it feel when those conversations started happening?
It's good to see the road that Netball South Africa is taking. I've been in the system since I was 16. 5 years later, to be sitting in boardrooms and talking about contracts and turning professional and sponsors and salaries, it's a big step for Netball South Africa, and I'm just glad to be part of that journey.
So you go off with the national team now with the focus of the Commonwealth Games. How intense are the preparations for such an event?
We're going to be in camp for the next couple of weeks, training against your England and your Malawi. So already that's going to help us prepare for your Commonwealth very well. We take a week break and we then fly off to Wales for about 2-3 weeks again, preparing in Wales for the Commonwealth, and then we get into the Commonwealth Village.
But Tamela, I've played netball before, and it's not the easiest sport in the world in terms of fitness that you need. What do you do to keep that fitness up?
Well, I have a good sports scientist, and I have a good coach, a good group of coaches, may I say. So my training schedule is very good, I would say. Like, I train a couple of, in a week, I'd say I train about 10 hours in a week. But also, what's important with that is the recovery. Training hard, but also recovering very well, has taken up my netball to that other level and kept my fitness, you know. So it is very tough. Netball is a very tough, intense sport, but training hard and recovering as hard is very important.
Boitumelo Mahloko.